Why do Apple products start with an I? I'm talking iPhone, you got iPad.
Exactly. So a lot of people will always ask this question. So we go back to 1998, Apple introduced the first I product, the iMac. So that was when the internet was just exploding at the time. And the iMac made it quicker and easier to actually connect to the internet than the competition out there. If you had a Windows computer back then, it was a bit of a chore to get on the internet as well. So that became the iMac's greatest selling point. But Steve Jobs also, when he introduced it, actually put up a slide during a presentation that, I've got to say, I really miss Steve Jobs' presentations because he was the master of presenting things. So he put the slide up, and the I actually stood for the internet as for individual as well, because Apple users wanted to express themselves as well. Instruct, it became a great learning tool as well. Inform, take advantage of the internet's potential out there as well. And inspire, and even today, it's all about Mac users inspiring, you know, to create amazing products and content. There's an ad just going around on TV at the moment, all the famous Australians that use Macs at the moment. So Yep. That's why it stands for an I.
There you go. That's what I is. Internet for iPad, iPod, products of Apple. Tell us a little bit about the do's and the don'ts when you buy a secondhand smartphone, a refurbished smartphone for those listening.
Yeah, you've always got to be careful doing this. I'm not a big fan of it. So, you know, so many smartphones now cater to every price out there on the market. So you can buy really cheap ones up to the really expensive ones. So refurbished ones are ones that are being sold that have gone back or have slightly used on there as well. So, you know, Apple sell refurbished smartphones, Samsung do as well. So, but there is a couple of companies around about selling secondhand smartphones. So the things you do is read the fine print, look at the warranty on there as well. Especially, can you return it in 60 days? Are you capable of returning it in 60 days as well, or whatever time they go along and give you? Is the smartphone unlocked? It's one of the big things you must always check. Don't buy a device that's too old. This really does apply to Android users out there. So you can buy some secondhand smartphones that are a year or two old. That's probably the limit that you would ever use, Lee. On there, older devices will never be updated as well. So, you know, 1 or 2 years old, that's fine. And if it's too good to be true, Lee, it's probably too good to be true.
For sure.
Skip the really cheap offers out there as well. So just a few things to look for. But, you know, honestly, if you can afford it, buy a new one, second-hand ones, you know, be very, very careful.
Yeah, that's good advice too. Check for the warranty. Read that fine print. We should always do that anyway. And don't buy a device that's too old. Make sure that it's relatively current. And as you pointed out, skip those lowball offers. All right, Sony's televisions will soon be 100% robot made. Now, that's according to a recent report.
It is. That's a shame, isn't it, that we're starting to get rid of people in factories
Yes.
as well. Which annoys me. I mean, Amazon's a company that uses a lot of factories out there, a lot of robots out there to do what they need to be done. But they've actually increased over the last 2 years their workforce by 23%, the human workforce as well. So to me, that's a company that is not about putting out people out jobs. But Sony, no, are going to slash jobs out there as well, giving robots complete control over making its televisions. They do make good televisions at the moment as well. So they can expect full automation and product lines at their company's TV factory in Malaysia to cut costs by 70%. I hope we see that dropped in the price of TVs as well. So Sony are really using robot automation when it comes to smartphone and camera manufacturing, and said they'll keep some human workers on the production lines. I don't particularly like that, Lee, so I might avoid Sony products.
Yeah, it might lower the price, as you did point out there too. And thankfully, we're not going down that path. You're not robotic, are you, Richard? You never will be.
No, that's exactly right. Yes, you and I are both human, so it was what we like.